Here's Jack on our tri-state stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The Ankrum Highway Department is scheduled to chip seal East Ankrum Road between Fox Hill and Overmountain Road, and Overmountain itself and East Ankrum Road out to Route 3. That happens today. Use alternate routes if possible, as there'll be heavy truck traffic in the area. Also tomorrow and Wednesday, Dam Road will be closed to all but local residents between the hours of 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., both days for repaving. The project is expected to take 2 days and should be completed by Wednesday, barring any weather delays. The town of Ankrum is in the process of identifying where there are gaps in availability in broadband internet service. They're looking for your help so they can work to fill the gaps and get 100% coverage of internet deployment. It will take time, but they remind you it's important and there's public money becoming available to help achieve the goal. A recently completed analysis of Boston Corner and more have identified houses on Boston Corner Road, Undermountain Road, and Altenburg Road that do not have access to broadband internet. If your house in the town of Ankrum does not have access to broadband internet, please email your name, address, and phone number to Ankrum's Broadband Committee Chairperson, Sid Carmali, at karmali.s@gmail.com. Town meetings that are scheduled for this week in our tri-state region for today in Sheffield. The Select Board has a working meeting at 10 a.m. Conservation Commission meets at 7 p.m. In Northeast New York, the Zoning Review Committee meeting will be held at 3:30 to 5 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex, 28th Century Boulevard in Millerton. In Salisbury, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has a meeting set for 6:30 tonight. North Canaan, the budget meeting for the Canaan Fire District, that is scheduled for tonight at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, at Town Hall, the Zoning Board of Appeals has a Zoom meeting, that is tonight at 7 p.m. In Kent, the Inland Wetlands Commission has their regular meeting tonight at 7 p.m., and the Kent Volunteer Fire Department has their Executive Committee regular meeting tonight at 7:30. Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting coming up tomorrow at 6:30. It's a Zoom meeting. More information is available on their website. Winds in the Wilderness Outdoor Concert being held on Wednesday at 5 p.m. at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness, Route 344 in Copaic Falls. Suggested donation, $20. Children and students free. Reception following the concert. Reservations are recommended. A rain date of July 1st at 5 p.m. Email windsinthewildernessconcerts@gmail.com for more information. The Dover Town Board has their regular meeting coming up on Wednesday. Taking a look at other events coming up in our region, the 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues at the VFW in North Canaan. Food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun. It's every Thursday from 6 till 9 p.m. Coming up this Thursday, BRB, Rainy Blues. It's Rain or Shine from 6 till 9 p.m. In Sharon, on July 1st, the Sharon Parks and Recreation meets at 6:15. Ankrum, New York, on July 1st at 7 p.m., they have their planning board meeting. Also coming up this week, Taking Flight. Save the date, Saturday, July 3rd from 5 till 8 p.m. The Berkshire Botanical Garden. More information, berkshirebotanical.org. A field day outdoor exhibit reception takes place on Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. Proceeds assisting the Sandusfield Arts Center. Admission is pay what you can with a suggested donation of $20 per person. For more information, sandusfieldartscenter.org. In case of inclement weather, the event will be held July 4th. At Lime Rock Park, once again, fireworks is back with no COVID restrictions. For more than 40 years, the Salisbury Rotary Club and Lime Rock Park have co-sponsored the annual Independence Day fireworks. The Rotary Club collects admission to benefit the community. $20 per car, $5 per person walking in. Infield and outfield gates open at 6, and the concession stands will be open. Bring your lawn chairs and picnic blankets and enjoy Lime Rock's unique ambiance until the fireworks begin at about 9:15. The rain date is Monday, July 5th. Please, no pets at all. The Asta Magna Foundation on Main Street in Great Barrington is presenting a series of free online summer concerts. The three French masters will perform selections from Marais, Leclerc, and Fourcuire on Saturday at 7 p.m. Donations are welcome. For more information, log on to astonmagna.org. On Sunday, July 4th, at 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's the second annual Great Berkshire Scavenger Hunt. Solve clues, discover sites in Berkshire County, and maybe win first prize. It's an outdoor day of discovery, exploration, and competition on the 4th of July. The Great Berkshire Scavenger Hunt is done in small teams of 1 to 5 people. Your team will get a list of Berkshire spots worth discovering and clues to find them, an opportunity to beat the other teams working through the same clues. Prizes and bragging rights if you win, a reason to venture outdoors, a chance to explore places you never knew were in your own community, and a chance to celebrate the Berkshires and all it offers. All your team needs to participate is a smartphone with camera, email, and text, some puzzle-solving ability, and a sense of adventure and fun, appropriate for families, neighbors, and friends of all ages who love the Berkshires. Entry fee is $25 per team. Not per person, but per team. Net revenues go to gift cards for winning teams. Gift cards, in turn, all support Berkshire institutions and businesses. More information and registration at eventbrite.com on the web. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. And by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912. 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off this week at 34,433.84, the NASDAQ at 14,360.39, and the S&P 500 at 4280.70. We'll take a look at Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast in just a few moments.